Welcome to Winning Mood, Short Sharp's strongest super coach and punting advice for the NRL week ahead. I'm Jacob Wynn from the Tripod. He's Tim Moody, 2021 Super Coach Champion. We join each other every week to share as much info as we can with each other and you guys, and we appreciate your interaction, but always under 20 minutes. Before I check how you're going, Tim, I do want to just apologize. And if you are watching anybody, please comment, let us know, because the view count, it's starting to tick up now. If you're someone who watches the Tripod Preview, which always goes up an hour before this on Facebook, I had major dramas uploading it. It was uploaded, but then it said there was an error with the file. I've tried to re-upload that. That might mean some people who usually watch us are actually watching that video. I'm not sure if it's playing on Facebook right now. If it's not, I'm going to try again. Failing that, you can always watch the Tripod NRL Punting Preview if you're interested in that and the in-depth side of things. You can always watch it on YouTube, or we do an audio podcast as well. But sorry for our Tripod Facebook followers, but who am I kidding, mate? Most people that tune into Winning Mood are here to see you and to get your nuggets of knowledge. So how are you doing, mate?
Well, for those of you that are supporting me, I'm sorry. And for those of you that get a cheeky pleasure out of me doing poorly, you've won again. I've had a terrible round. It was probably the worst round I can imagine ever having. Everyone was killing it in the 1400s at least. Some people, 1300s, but and were upset. And then there was me in the 1200s. I got stuck with Teddy being on my reserves because I was concerned that he might not play with the rumours of the mass restings of the Roosters players. Not that it transpired that way, but yeah, I was getting killed in my head-to-head, so I decided I couldn't go Hines because everyone was going Hines, so I went against it, went with Manu, and Manu popped out a whopping 58 in, 72 to blot score.
Yeah, 72-6.
Yeah, so that's a bit rough, scoring less points for Supercoach than his team does.
And he scored the first try, and then it got overruled by the bunker. So that was probably a sign of things to come for you to take a superstar like that.
Yeah, the ball not going the way the Billy dominates. That's right. The refs have been against us. That's to be fair. Look, I'd start making some excuses. Been a bit off-field dramas. No, look, it is what it is. It's a massive drop in rank. I was sitting in 160th. I'm now 462. So that's how bad it was. 302, yeah. So what it means is it's going to be nearly, to me, to make top 100 now, I'd have to do a lot better than most sides over the next 2 weeks, and I think it'd be very unachievable. So I guess the new goal is don't fall apart too much and let's try stay in the 500. I guess we need to readjust our goals on the run.
If you can drop 300 spots in 1 week, you can climb it as well. I feel like it's extreme towards the end of the year because everyone's running out of options.
I'd need a few things to go my way. So what's sort of killing me at the moment is I've got Reid Marnie, who's popping out some pretty poor scores for a hooker. I sort of just got stuck with him because I sold a lot of my Origin guns. Could only get most of those back except for Reid Marnie. Except for Harry Grant. So I just had to roll with Reid Marnie. It's kind of hurt me. And also I've played Stags way too many times, trusting that he'd have a blinder and it's just not eventuated. And the other downfall for me obviously would be being too patient and trusting in the Penrith boys. I probably could have moved on Tago and May at some point for some better guns and not sort of, they were bottom dollar cheapies at some point or close enough. And, I think I could have got rid of them in hindsight. But look, we'll do a post-season review at the end of the season and possibly sack myself, see what happens. But,
I'll put your team on the screen again.
Yep.
Was there any other decisions you made last week? I feel like you don't make so many decisions at this point in the year because you're bare bones. You don't have any more trades. It's pretty much just captain. Do you even get to choose who you play on the bench?
Obviously, like not playing Moses.
Yeah, you have bench spots. Moses, people can see in the top right corner.
Yeah, I didn't want to. It wasn't work out that I wanted to do that. But the way it was, because I had ended up putting Teddy in my reserves and then started thinking, oh, what if he gets rested? Then I was like, what if Marnie gets rested too? So I reacted with Stags and like, he's playing early in the round. I probably just need to play him. Even though it's against the Storm, I thought he might have a good one. He likes to play well against, you know, big opponents like Justin Ollam and try, you know, one up them, but didn't turn out. And then it got to the point where I was like, oh, okay, so I can't play either one of these Sharkies boys, and they looked like I had to play them, or not Teddy or Drinkwater. So it was really awkward, man. And
because yeah, a week ago we were talking about Moses as a possibility to be a captain, and he didn't end up making the 17. So that's tough.
It was just the fact that he came back with a broken finger too. And I thought, look, I know they played the Doggies. I thought I'd probably do well, but I just thought broken finger, maybe not too great of a play. But yeah, look, moving on to this week, let's talk about some red light, green lights for the people who still.
Let's do it, mate. Yeah, so give us
look, if people still got trades, I think it really depends on if you've got more. Say you've got one or two, let's assume that's what you've got, because most people wouldn't have more than that. If you do, you know what you're doing and you don't need my advice. So if you've definitely just got like two, you're probably still killing it anyway. What I'd suggest, it depends if you're playing overall or head-to-head. If you're playing head-to-head, it's the grand final this weekend. This is all that really matters for you. So I'd make a trade this week or two trades based on what's going to help you win this grand final, whether it's cash leagues or bragging rights. If you're a head-to-head player, this is a round that matters. It's a big GF. So I'd be targeting and bringing in green lights, Penrith players. If you've sold Taylor May, if you've sold Tago, it's time to bring them back. If you don't have Kikau and you're kind of a bit iffy on him, I'd give Kikau a run. I think he's a good option. Just playing the Warriors, I think they're going to punish him.
Can I push back on that, though? Yeah. It seems to me just my speculation, and I was kind of wrong. I might have given you a bum steer last week. Yes. In round 25, I'd be very surprised if any of the guns make the trip to Townsville. Certainly take.
If you're playing head-to-head, we're talking. So we're just playing for this round.
The grand final this weekend. Yeah. But don't those people still care what they finish overall? Or some people
probably
don't,
but I said a lot of people are just exclusively head-to-head. They might be ranked, you know, 10,000th at the moment, and the only thing they care about is this $100 cash league that they've bought into.
Yeah.
And playing against
and just
friends.
On that as well, that's good advice then for sure, because, I don't think you can make the line high enough. Yourself, are you, like, because you obviously, like, you know how good you are at Supercoach, if I was you, I'd want to be in as many cash leagues as possible. So are you in any grand finals this weekend?
Well, so last year when I won, I was only in like two or three, and I sort of did well in them. I was like, oh, geez, I wish I was in more of these. So I really loaded up this year and then was pretty much coming first and second in nearly all of them, except for a couple of them where I didn't make two of them. I didn't make the eight, which was just a bit of an anomaly. So I was doing pretty well, and it just seemed like I got smashed by whoever I played each week in those ones. But yeah, the last two rounds, I just played terribly and just got knocked out in like sort of consecutive rounds. I've got one still going, which is a miracle one, because it's a 10-man league, and the way it was set up, that if you were in first, I won my game like last, I didn't play this game, I had a bye last week for some reason, and I was already in the grand final, so the two people were playing to play me in the grand final. So yeah, that's cool. I'm at least I'm in one still, so a little bit of something. Something
good luck there, good luck from all the winning move followers. Sounds like You might have had too hard of a preseason, because your team's kind of burning out, like at the business end of the season.
That's going to be part of the postseason review. I went against a lot of my things that work well for me. Obviously, obviously some people are aware, I made my team last year just TLT, you know, the week of Supercoach with information. Didn't want to get confused with all the preseason chat. This year, because I sort of was, you know, involved in a few podcasts, it was necessary for me to sort of start talking about it earlier and, you know, make some decisions. So I think I'm going to still be involved in, you know, helping people make their decisions, but try shy away from actually making it my team until the final thing, because I did my head in with it by the end of it, you know what I mean? So yeah, like my final team would have changed had I had another day. It was changing every moment. So yeah, look, that was one of my things that went wrong for me when my start of the year was in 60,000th after round one. So it was a big callback. So I sort of went terribly, had this real peak, and now I'm sort of dropping back down. But Yeah, it is what it
is. But overall, to be in the top 500 and there's over 100,000 people, that still is not too bad. And you've had a shocker of a month. And if anyone can have a shocker of a month and still be that high, overall, you've got to be very proud of your season. But it's not over yet. And you've got a bit more advice.
A little bit more around the right. Yeah. So if you're like an overall player, I'd be really still keen on the Sharkies guys because I think they're going to really want to compete for that, top two spot. They're not going to get the home final, which is a bit awkward at their little ground, but I still think it's important to them. But also, too, they've got really easy games. They've got the Dogs and they've got the Knights. So I'd be all about Ronaldo, Militalo, Talakai. I really still like Britt Nakora. I've been shouting out for the last couple of rounds. He's been going well. Jesse Ramian. They're really good ones. I'd really be all about those fellas. If you don't have Fifita, get Fifita too, because they've got easy games. They've got the Knights and they've got the Warriors. He can be a bit up and down, but he showed that he's a bit keen for it. He's sniffing it out. He's looking for it. I can see him going on a bit of a tear.
Because you were talking about Sharks players and then you started, then you mentioned Fifita, but you changed lanes. You were talking about David Fifita, of course.
Yeah, sorry, I did change lanes. Yeah, so not to confuse people, David Fifita, don't get Andrew Fifita.
It is his last game at Shark Park this weekend. That's why for a second I thought maybe you were on to something.
Good work, legend of a player. He was a super coach god for years, but I'm talking about Andrew Variety, the try scoring palming. All I guess Andrew scored a try quite recently, didn't he? Last round, the round before. Good on him.
So
they're my big red light, green lights. I'd be saying, like, obviously, like red light lights, Garrick's out for, get rid of him if you still got him, if you're hesitant, or if you're still holding clear and you just don't know who to pull the trigger on. If you need to get a halfback, and you already have Nico Hines, a good one that kind of looks interesting is Ben Hunt playing for Daly M. Has an easy game this week against the Tigers, and then next week he's playing his old club, the Broncos, who is sort of struggling, but I could see him wanting to sort of be a hero in that game. And I guess, it's back at it's at the home ground of the last home ground for the Dragons too, and playing with Daly M's. I think he hasn't turned up really this year, but if he's going to do it, it'll be in these last two rounds, so not a bad option.
Have a chance to knock the Broncos out of the finals, which is crazy as well.
Mathematically chance, are they? Okay, nice.
It's more than mathematical. If the Dragons beat the Broncos, they will be very much a threat of falling out of the eight, depending on how Brisbane goes this week, but they're an underdog.
But not to get
Para.
Themselves in there just to help Canberra's cause, right?
Help Canberra. Yeah. I mean, there's a scenario, as we spoke about on the tripod today, where Brisbane could beat the Dragons and still miss the finals, and that would come down to points differential. So there's so many permutations, but that's probably more of a conversation for next week. But while I think of it as well, Sunday Arvo, the game you mentioned, Titans Knights, is our jersey giveaway. So have a free crack. Why not, guys? Comment who you reckon will score the final try in that game. And the minute is the tiebreaker. And do you want to unveil our 2 of 3 ain't bad this week, Timmy?
Yeah, we fell short last week, unfortunately. Hit the one with Nikora scoring.
Yeah, you did the right thing. You picked a couple of long shots, hit one of them, and then I went for the safe, the anchor leg. The Raiders, what did they have, five or six tries, I think? And it wasn't enough. Kotrick, you know what? If you watch the end of that game where Whiten scored the try to put him ahead, he just broke a tackle. He didn't need to break the tackle; just pass to Kotrick. We would have won last week. But
yeah, we had a few options
ahead.
There's a few times I thought we might have been a chance. All right, so this week I really like this one. It's one we haven't really gone like touched these players all year. A lot of ours have been repeat. Talakai's in there. A lot of Stags. A lot of them, all my guilty pleasures have been in these bets, but these ones I've gone a bit different. So we've got Gutherson. I really like him this week against the Broncos. I've just got this feeling about him in this game, and I just feel like he's gonna have a blinder, just a gut feel about this one. So I'm just gonna can't put it down to any specific stats that the Brisbane Broncos are really terrible against, fullbacks or anything like that, but just in gut feel. Then my other selection is Amone. This guy's just been getting a lot of confidence lately, and he's really just been playing that sort of more of a running style and playing fantastically. Looks like he's going to score every bloody time he gets the ball when he's close. So I really like him. Good value to sort of boost us up there as well. And you've gone with Stevie Crichton, which I love that. I think every Panther has probably got a chance of scoring, and maybe 10 of them will, not all 13. Sorry, Warriors fans.
And you know how in these blowouts, sometimes when the ball gets out to the centre, they've got their opponent shot to bits. They don't even need to pass to the winger, as evidenced by anyone who had Suwali to score a try, and the Roosters put on 72, and this try-scoring Ferrari that they've got out in the wing, the ball never got that far. Well, yep. I suppose that's also because your right side back rower, Nat Butcher, scored for himself. So, yeah, you don't need much explanation why we would take a star outside back like Crichton to score in what is likely to be a blowout win by the Panthers. Do you want me to touch on our other best bets for the round, please, who we're liking? You can let us know what you think. So you went Gutho, which is great because we have gone Parramatta. We played -1.5. We reckon that they're, with Moses back there at full strength, they're going to come up to Brisbane. They owe Brisbane revenge for a towel up that they received about a month ago. Yeah. And Brisbane is not the same team right now. It doesn't have Carrigan. We reckon that Brisbane's going to get put under immense pressure tomorrow. Even being Reynolds 250th, he's like, so much is on Reynolds, whereas I think the Parramatta have more playmakers across the park. On Friday, cracker of a game, Storm Roosters, and we like the Roosters. And it's not that we don't respect what the Storm are doing either. I think these sides are both in red-hot form and it's unreal. They're going to collide Friday night, but it's more about the points. And the line's 5.5. We even found a +6.5 with the Roosters.
I love that.
I think they're every bit as good as the Storm, and it could be very tight. Or the Roosters could pull the outright upsets. It's hugely important for both sides. But here's one that not many people will like. And you mentioned liking Sharkies players prospects this weekend. We're going Bulldogs, +24. Right. Because a lot of these lines are blowing out. And what I think is happening is teams are giving up. We've seen it, right? We've seen a lot of blowouts. I don't necessarily think the Dogs are giving up. I know that they got a score put on them by Parramatta, but Parramatta was really hot last week, and the Dogs got a big score put on them against New Zealand too. But New Zealand at home is actually fairly formidable, and that's not an easy trip. New Zealand's such a different team when they play at home, and then New Zealand's awful in Australia. So some people might think the Dogs are just like mailing it in. Luke Thompson came back last week. I reckon they got enough to just be pesky and just take it to the Sharkies. I wouldn't expect an upset, but a better game than most people. And finally, Cowboys.
If you don't mind, I'll hedge against you. I hedged against you last week with the, I think it was,
did you dislike the Tigers play?
The Roosters one, the 23 line or something. I'll say that
the
Sharks will cover it. And for the final round of the Supercoach round next week, if I'm wrong, I'll have pink hair again. But if not,
I'm supposed to have pink hair this week. Trust me, enough of it fell out watching the Tigers, and that we got that one horribly wrong, and that does happen from time to time.
Either that or a shoey, but look, we'll see what happens, mate. Save it for next
Hopefully
week.
Hopefully I can redeem this week. And the other great game this round is Rabbitohs Cowboys. So I'm interested to hear what you reckon of that one. But we actually like the Cowboys with a chance to upset. But our best bet's +1.5 try. So they don't have to win it. They just have to be within a try. I think South Sydney are the better team. But I don't think there's much between them, to be honest. Cowboys. And I also don't think they're going to miss Dearden too much when you can bring the hammer to fullback and slot Drinky into the halves.
I really would have said like a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, definitely. I just feel though, just this vibe around Latrell at the moment, him like being, you know, calling himself out as, you know, I'm the entertainer, or whether they sort of fed those words into his mouth, I think, but that's the sort of narrative going around at the moment. But I love it. I love him. I think that he could have a really big game, and I think that could be the difference getting them up. But within 1.5 tries, maybe I don't mind it, but yeah, I've just, the only reason I'm keen on that is I've got a feeling about Latrell, especially because he's playing for that Dolphins contract with his side as well. I reckon he's going to go to the Dolphins.
I think that's fair. I'm terrified. That's the best case you can make for South Sydney, is getting in front of Latrell. Last time South Sydney lost, you called it, that he missed a couple of field goals. They lost in Golden Point to the Sharks. And what did he do? Came out and put on an absolute show the next week. And it could happen again here. And it's more just the handicap that we feel like even Latrell considered that the Cowboys can keep that one tight. But it is good that there's a few exciting games coming up this weekend. Hopefully we've given you some decent knowledge on the Supercoach and punting front. If you are punting, do it responsibly as always, and we hope we've put you in a winning mood.